3 months to 4 months of this trimester, we will be doing business as usual. So we've got contracts in place, not only on this end, buying the cattle, but also on the other end. So we'll be doing business as normal.
How many head of cattle have you put together for Elders out of the Port of Townsville in the past year? A record year for the port.
In excess of 70,000 we've put out of Townsville, and we would hope to do our 30,000 by the end of the year. And I mean, look, there is pressures on these markets at the moment, purely because of the shortage of cattle in Queensland and, well, throughout Australia. So, at the moment, we're enjoying a pretty good season, and, that's sort of adding to the pressures of it. But, look, at the end of the day, I think it's everyone's got to keep a sensible head about these things, and they, we just take on where I fit in the food chain, it's just business as usual until someone tells me different.
Tom Kennedy, for how long have you been involved in the live export game?
On and off, about 14 years.
Righto, so you've overseen a period in which Elders effectively has pioneered the industry, and now Townsville has become the second biggest operator in Australia. What does this decision to exit the game mean for you personally?
Look, at the end of the day, I just wake up and worry about what I can worry about today, And so in the interim, we've got business in place to do, and we'll be just worrying about that.
And looking at the future, I know you get around the place, you've talked to a lot of cattlemen and women, particularly in the peninsula, about the prospects of resurrecting exports out of the port of Weipa. From where you're standing today, what do you reckon the chances are of this happening without Elders operating in this space?
Oh, plenty. There's still another five other exporters that Elders regularly provide cattle to that wish to still participate in the business, and we will be supporting them as much as we support our own shipping arm of NACC.
Righto. Well, Tom Kennedy, I can hear that you're still amongst the cattle even as I speak to you today. So I guess people that you regularly deal with can still look forward to getting you on the blower.
Yeah, they can still welcome a phone call from me because, we're still chasing cattle for our shipment to go out on Monday to Indonesia. We're roughly trying to put about 7,000 head of cattle together in the next 3 days. It's drizzling rain when I came up here to Charters Towers today. So I think in general, the whole thing's in pretty good shape. We just got to look out for each other and make sure that we get out of bed every morning and try and do good.